fixing the sink and I'm mowing the grass. And you made me a list and I'm busting my wheel. All broke down, tail's been dragging. It's a rough old life up here on the wagon. I'm feeding the dog, sacking the trash. It's honey do this, honey do that. I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. Yeah, I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WR Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A state of emergency declared for the town of Ketchikan, Alaska, after a large section of a hillside slid down into a neighborhood. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
Ketchikan sits alongside the Inside Passage in southeast Alaska and has its occasional landslides. But Mayor Dave Kiffer says the one that struck Friday is the worst he's seen in his 65 years in the town of 8,000. One person was killed, three others were hurt when tons of earth and debris crashed into several houses.
One woman swept away and killed during a torrential rainfall in the Grand Canyon, creeks and rivers quickly flooding. Extreme heat throughout the Great Plains and Midwest today feels like temperatures could hit 110 degrees just outside Chicago. A heavy exchange of strikes between Israel and the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah. And Donald Trump today will tie his November opponent, Kamala Harris, to the chaotic Afghanistan war withdrawal. This is the third anniversary of the day that 13 U.S. service members were killed in a bombing at the Kabul airport. This is ABC News. Possible murder-suicide at a home in New York's Long Island. Five people are dead, says ABC's Sonia Rincon.
Nassau County Police aren't saying anything yet about who these victims were. We don't know their ages. We don't know their relationships. What we do know is that this is a tragedy. Five people dead in an apparent murder-suicide, with one male victim dead of an apparent gunshot wound just outside the house, right on the front lawn, in fact, and the other four victims found inside.
Two men have now been charged with damaging ancient rock formations outside Las Vegas. The men are accused of pushing 140 million-year-old rocks off a cliff in a protected area at Lake Mead back in April. If convicted, they both could get a decade behind bars. And Walmart is recalling nearly 10,000 cases of apple juice. Elevated levels of arsenic found in some of the great value brand apple juice. Experts say the levels are enough to make somebody sick, but likely would not cause permanent damage. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Getting ready for back to school at Macy's is all about fresh starts and new looks, making it one of summer's greatest hits. Save on must-haves like cargos, mini dresses, jeans, and more that'll hold up from the first day of school to the last. Plus, you'll find all the top quality brands you love, like Nike, Jordan, Levi's, and the all-new Epic Threads. Shop Macy's and make the first day back the best one yet. Check out Macy's.com/back to school today.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Yeah, my daughter needs a laptop for college, but I need to watch the budget.
Well, Staples hot deals on tech are backed by a price match guarantee, so our prices won't be beat.
Great. I can't believe my baby's starting college.
She'll do great.
I know.
Oh, let's get you a great deal on a laptop.
Save big on tech for school at Staples. Now get up to $300 off select PCs. Ends 8/31. Price match guarantee valid within 14 days of purchase. Exclusions apply. For details, visit staples.com/price match.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. One of the three Wausau area men accused in a fatal beating this spring goes on trial today. Arlen Sangster faces one count of reckless homicide and theft of movable property for the beating death of Donald Mitchell in a Stevens Point parking lot. Sangster faces up to 46 years in prison if he's found guilty. A worker is dead after an accident at a central Wisconsin food packing plant, according to the Point Plover Metro Wire. Chatravina Lowe died Friday afternoon after he fell and struck his head on a train rail while loading food into train cars at the Del Monte Foods factory in Plover. And the 2026 and 2029 National Horseshoe Pitchers Association World Championships are coming to central Wisconsin. Visit Wausau says big events coming to one community help all of the surrounding communities. 2026 games will be held in Weston. They'll run from mid to late July.
Our southern border is wide open, allowing drugs, gangs, and criminals to flood into our communities. We need to get tough. But Senator Tammy Baldwin supported amnesty for 11 million illegal immigrants, including convicted criminals. Like an illegal immigrant with multiple DUI charges, he should have been deported. Instead, he stayed and drove drunk yet again and killed a Wisconsin father of three. And Baldwin voted 9 times to support sanctuary cities that protect dangerous illegal immigrant criminals and release them back onto the streets. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-4689, the Justice for Jocelyn Act. No amnesty for illegal immigrants, especially criminals. Vote to finally secure the border. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Smart businesses advertise on local radio. Durand's WRDN, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Business owners, listen up. What's the one advertising method that doesn't cost your customers money? Radio. It's portable. It's in cars, offices, homes, and businesses, and free to your potential customers. Radio works. Ask our advertisers, and you'll want your business on Durand's WRDN radio at 1430 AM and now at 107.3 FM. Call 672-8989 today.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-755-7100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-755-7100.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-755-7100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be dangerously hot and humid today. We have an excessive heat warning in effect. It'll be mostly sunny, 94 the high, but the heat index 100 to 110 today. Tonight, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms around 70. Tomorrow, we have a chance of thunderstorms, partly cloudy and cooler with a high of 86. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
How do I make you see? How do I tell you? was sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck, crunching on a pork rind when she pulled up. She had to be thinking this is where rednecks come from. She had Hollywood written on her license plate. She was lost and looking for the interstate, needing directions, and I was a man for the job. I told her way up yonder past the caution light, there's a little country store with an old Coke sign. You gotta stop in and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Then a left will take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. I was sitting there thinking about her pretty face, kicking myself for not catching her name. I threw my hat and thought, you fool, it could have been love. I knew my old Ford couldn't run her down. She probably didn't like me anyhow. So I watched her disappear into a cloud of dust. Told her way up yonder past the caution light, there's a little country store with an old Coke sign. You gotta stop in and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Then a left will take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. This is Georgia heat playing tricks on me, or am I really seeing what I think I see? The woman of my dreams coming back to me.
Reeling in the hits all day long. Real Country, 1430.
Picking up strangers, let me tell you about the dangers. You never know what they're out to get from you. You never know what they're gonna try to do. Picking up strangers, let me tell you about the dangers. Some are just common thieves, they say. The next thing you know, one'll steal your heart away. Sometimes this old life, it seems like a highway, and it keeps rolling on and on. And on that highway, you meet a lot of strangers, you pass a lot of dangers on your way home. Picking up strangers, now let me tell you about the dangers. If you don't like taking chances, then you better keep moving on, my friend. Picking up strangers, now let me tell you about the dangers. Some are just common thieves, they say. Next thing you know, one will steal your heart away. Let me tell you about the dangers. never know what they're out to get from you. You never know what they're gonna try to do. Picking up strangers, let me tell you about the dangers. Some are just common things they say. Next thing you know, wanna steal your heart.
Picking up strangers,
let me tell you about the.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Johnny Lee picking up strangers here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikin, 75 in downtown Durand. We're going to have a pretty warm one today. We do have excessive heat warnings in effect for later on this afternoon, so be careful doing those afternoon chores today as well. And we have some showers and storms on the way. We'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up this hour as well. Well, it's the last full week of the month, and that means we'll be spotlighting an area dairy farm family this week. And this week we'll be spotlighting the Brenner family farm just outside of the Durand area on Highway 10. We'll be doing that all this week with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. We'll be talking with Tom Brenner coming up later this morning at about 9:10. So be listening for that all this week here on WRDN. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
This is Dairy Radio Now, Milky Monday.
Dave Krasowski, StoneX Dairy Group Broker in Chicago. Dave, we saw a few surprises last week in the July milk production report, and we had a surprise jump in Tuesday's GDT. China seems to be back.
Yeah, there's a lot going on here, Lee. Milk production, let's look at the U.S. milk production real quick. It's more of the same. Where the surprise came was in the revision for the June number. The USDA came back and said there's 137 million less pounds of milk that we produced in June. That's like 0.8%. They knocked off the June milk production report. I've never seen, in 22 years of doing this, I don't think I've ever seen a 137 million pound revision. You get some 60s and 70s and maybe 80 million pound revisions, but nothing over 100 million. That's a huge miss by the USDA and further supports what we've talked about all year, Lee, which is that milk production is the wild card here from a standpoint of price. It is going to underpin and support U.S. markets going forward well into 2025. You can have setbacks. Demand gets a vote, but we remain really snug on milk in the U.S.
Yeah, the good news is the GDT.
Yeah, China has been very lackluster in demand. You know, obviously, their economy, I think, still has problems. But as far as dairy product demand, you know, it's been really kind of weak over the past couple of years. This has been going on really since the end of COVID, and that changed here recently. We've had pockets of this before, though, where you've had big demand kind of come out of China and then go away pretty quickly. And unfortunately for your listeners, I think that's what's going on right now. Boots on the ground that we have for StoneX in China seem to think that this is really driven by kind of a bearish sentiment overall that both physical traders and distributors of product in China have held for a long time now. And I think because of that, they've trimmed their inventories. So they're carrying less. And then if demand does perk up just a little bit, they end up getting caught short. And that's what we've seen here, I think, on the GDT last week. So I think, you know, it's the finder of fact we still don't know if this is going to be something that's sustainable or if it's a pocket of demand where people go, hey, we just got caught a little short here. But it is good to see that there's demand out there and that this has the potential of kind of turning the markets around globally.
Thank you, Dave. Dave Krasowski, StoneX Dairy Group Broker in Chicago.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA. Today, we're at the great New York State Fair in Syracuse. Eileen Jensen, Executive Director of the New York Animal Ag Coalition.
The mobile dairy experience is brand new this year. We've launched it, cut the ribbon, and we've been welcoming fairgoers now here at the MDE for short. And it's an experience that tells the entire story from farm to fridge. When you walk inside of our experience, you will be able to learn in a variety of ways. And it has taken more than a decade to come up with this final idea of this mobile dairy experience. We have a lot of interactive pieces for people of all ages to learn about how we care for our animals on the farm. We have interactive pieces to learn about the steps that it takes to make milk and make dairy products. We want to promote careers, so we have a lot of interactive videos to learn about the careers in the dairy industry. And finally, we have very interactive pieces to learn about the nutritional benefits of dairy products.
How did you come up with the content of this?
There is a lot of content in the mobile dairy experience, and a real key part of this is, as NIAC, we are a coalition of organizations, and we have access to a network of people in the New York dairy industry contributed to that content. It took a lot of people to make this happen. We broke this into five different sections when you walk into our trailer, from farm to fridge, so that consumers can understand it better. And for us, after a decade of planning, we're really excited to be here launching this and getting ready to take it all over New York State next year. And so New York dairy farmers have built this. New York dairy farmers own this. Our NIAC organization are really proud to hopefully in the future have agribusinesses and more farms on board to support this financially. We're going to be in Livingston County, New York at Farm Fest in early September. We're heading to Ontario County Fun on the Farm in late September. And then we're going to do a three-day event at Schuylerville High School in Eastern New York. After that, this rig is hitting the road in March of 2025, and it will be on the road through Thanksgiving of next year, all over every corner of New York State.
How do people learn more about the mobile dairy experience?
At our website, nyanimalag.org. And that'll also be where we post a schedule for where the mobile dairy experience will be heading next year, and also how you can learn more about how to schedule it and how you can get it at one of your events in your local community.
Eileen Jensen, the executive director of the New York Animal Ag Coalition at the great New York State Fair. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks, John. We really appreciate it.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's got to be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at salsa night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
Three and two and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools that help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Doug. Customize and save hundreds on car insurance with Liberty Mutual. After that, you can also save me, as I'm currently hanging from the edge of a cliff. To recap, number one, customize and save. Number two, time allowing, save me.
Shoulders separating!
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. Savings may vary, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. Affiliates excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Our love is unconditional. We knew it from the start. I see it in your eyes. You can feel it from my heart. From here on after, let's stay the way we are right now, and share all the love and laughter that a lifetime will allow. I cross my heart and promise to give all I've got to give to make all your dreams come true. In all the world, never find a love as true as mine. You will always be the miracle that makes my life complete. And as long as there's a breath in me, I'll make yours just as sweet. As we look into the future, it's as far as we can see. So let's make each tomorrow be the best that it can be. I cross my heart and promise to give all I've got to give to make all your dreams come true. In all the world, you'll never find a love as true as mine. And if along the way we find a day it starts to storm, you've got the promise of my love to keep you warm. In all the world, you'll never find a love as true as mine. A love as true as mine.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Friday, September milk down 22 to 21.76, October steady at 22.19, November up 18 to 21.51, December up 2 to 20.19. Cheese markets were lower, barrels down 12 and a quarter to 210, 40-pound blocks down 4 to 203 and 3 quarters, 2 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 2 to 313, 22 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up a quarter to 128 and a quarter, one trade. Dry weigh steady at 56 and a half, no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets were mostly mixed on the day. While box beef prices were higher, a lot of positioning ahead of the cattle on feed reports where placements were expected to be higher than a year ago, and that pressured prices. Hog markets mostly higher, ample technical support and strong fundamental support with higher cutout values and cash helping to support hogs. August live cattle was up 2 cents at 182.57. August feeder cattle up 60 cents to 242.57. October hogs up 92 cents to 80.55. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets moving mostly lower. The weather looks to keep maturity moving forward. There was not really any type of bullish fundamental news to support the market. Soybeans mostly higher on the day. Another 120,000 metric tons of soybeans were sold to unknown destinations. That supported prices. Wheat markets mostly lower. The Northern Hemisphere wheat harvest is on the downhill. The trade's also watching to see if the Canadian government can halt that rail lockout. MATF wheat values were also lower. New crop 25 at corn steady on the day at 432 and three quarters. September beans up 10 and three quarters to 952. New crop 25 up 9 and a half to 1026 and a half. Chicago wheat, September down 8 and three quarters to 502 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat, September down 16 and a half to 551 and three quarters. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel, and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand. Cash corn 316, September 316, new crop 336. Cash beans at 893, new crop 893. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 347 and 3 quarters, September 352 and 3 quarters, new crop 346. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash in September corn 348, new crop 346. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 330, new crop 336. Cash beans 935, new crop 898. At Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 338, new crop 341, cash beans 911, new crop 893. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 340, new crop 344, cash beans 923, new crop 910. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 327, new crop 339, cash beans 935, new crop 901. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 176 to 196, Holstein fed cattle 156 to 179, market cows 115 to 138, bulls 140 to 172, calves 250 to 920, beef steers 160 to 490, Holstein steers 170 to 310. Sheep markets, market lambs 205 and down, light lambs 210 and down, ewes 110 and down, goat markets, does 145 and down, bucks 125 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Were you uninvited to game night? Do you play board games with the ferocious intensity of an iron-fisted oligarch? Have friends left game night asking, "How do you sleep at night?" Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Head to Mattress Firm's best sale of the year, the Labor Day Sale. Save up to $700 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable mattress sets and get a $300 instant gift. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Now. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas. Loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do. So great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Sir, if you don't mind, I'd rather be alone. From the I'm not interested in romance or what you have in mind. What part of no don't you understand? To put it plain and simple, I'm not into one night stands. I'll be glad to explain it if it's too hard.
stands. I'll be glad to explain it if it's too hard to comprehend. What part of no don't you understand? I'll be glad to explain it if it's too hard to comprehend. What part of no don't you understand? What part of no don't you understand?
Once was a thought inside my head. Somehow on and on I go. I keep on rolling with the flow. Folks said that I would change my mind. I'd straighten up and do just fine. Ah, but I still love rock and roll. I keep on rolling with the flow. I've got a lot of crazy friends, and they forgive me of my sins. Some might be calling me a bum, but I'm still out there having fun. And Jesus loves me, yes I know. So I keep on rolling with the flow.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Hardly breathe. And I'm in so totally right.
She comes down from Yellow Mountain on a dark flat land she rides on a pony she named Wildfire with a whirlwind by her side on a cold Nebraska night. They say she died one winter when there came a killing frost and the pony she named Wildfire busted down its stall in a blizzard. He was lost. Dark of the moon, I planted it. But there came an early snow. There's been a hoot owl howling by my window now for 6 nights in a row. She's coming.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins on this Monday morning. Well, Canada's labor minister has stepped into that country's railroad stoppage. Our NAFB colleague Dennis Sky has more from Canada.
Just 16 hours after Canada's two primary railway freight lines locked out Teamster Union employees, Federal Labor Minister Steve McKinnon stepped in to order binding arbitration on the parties involved. For some weeks ahead of the deadline, management at both railways had been asking for binding arbitration, while the union had rejected government interference. McKinnon announced that he is invoking powers under the Canada Labor Code to direct the Canada Industrial Relations Board to settle the outstanding terms of their collective agreement. Early on Thursday afternoon, Federal Labor Minister Steve McKinnon said there was just too much potential damage to Canada's economy to allow the railway stoppage to go forward.
The impacts of the current impasse are being borne by all Canadians. We are asking the board to direct a resumption of activities and a return to work at the railways. We are asking them to begin the process of binding arbitration and to extend collective agreements.
Section 107 of the Canada Labour Code allows the government to refer a labour dispute to the Canada Industrial Labour Board to find a solution. McKinnon said he expects a resolution very quickly, but he stressed that this is an independent process. When asked when he thinks trains will start rolling, the federal labor minister would only say that he expects trains to start running again within days. Reporting from Canada, I'm Dennis Guy.
Thank you, Dennis. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Having someone you can trust with your everything is everything. Etchewa Valley Energy, keeping you warm, keeping you cool, keeping you safe is what they do. Since 1922, when the Eau Claire Cooperative Oil Company was founded, it was to service farmers, homeowners, and businesses with necessary energy solutions. Since then, they've grown, but still offer the same great local service that they did over 100 years ago. Become and stay one of their partners with necessary energy and reliable service for your generations, your farm, your business, your family. Etchewa Valley Energy, no more. Go to ChippeValleyEnergy.com.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Expect hot and humid conditions today in our ag weather forecast. Approach of a cold front will also bring multiple rounds of showers and thunderstorms possible later on tonight. Now, some of those storms could be severe. Cooler and less humid conditions than expected from Tuesday onward, with the next chance of rain coming Thursday. Partly sunny throughout the day. Today, highs 89 to 94. Relative humidities at 61 to 66%. Light winds becoming southeast at 5 to 7. We do have an excessive heat warning in effect for this afternoon. We'll have 7 hours of sunshine. Tonight's becoming cloudy, a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows 67 to 72. Relative humidities at 95 to 100%. Light winds becoming north at 5 to 7. Anywhere from a half to 3/4 of an inch of rain possible. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of showers and storms. Cooler, highs 80 to 85. And relative humidities at 61 to 66%. Northwest winds at 5 to 8. Anywhere from 0.3 to 0.5 inch of precipitation possible. For Wednesday, becoming partly sunny, highs 75 to 80. Thursday, partly sunny with showers and storms possible, highs 75 to 80. Friday, sunshine. We'll have highs 75 to 80. Saturday, sunny, highs 75 to 80. And for Sunday, mostly sunny, highs 75 to 80.
Our southern border is wide open, allowing drugs, gangs, and criminals to flood into our communities. We need to get tough. But Senator Tammy Baldwin supported amnesty for 11 million illegal immigrants, including convicted criminals. Like an illegal immigrant with multiple DUI charges, he should have been deported. Instead, he stayed and drove drunk yet again and killed a Wisconsin father of three. And Baldwin voted 9 times to support sanctuary cities that protect dangerous illegal immigrant criminals and release them back onto the streets. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-4689, the Justice for Jocelyn Act. No amnesty for illegal immigrants, especially criminals. Vote to finally secure the border. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
We're all familiar with hammers, but did you know there are some with a specific purpose? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Using the right hammer will help you do the job faster and safer as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
You probably have a lot of hammers of all different lengths, materials, sizes, and shapes, and it can be confusing to know which hammer to use for what task. Bob Hunter is the tools editor for Wood Magazine. He says you should use a hammer that's best for the nails or fasteners that you're trying to drive.
For example, if you're driving an 8-penny nail, you don't want to use a small tack hammer. You want to use a good basic claw hammer that can drive it in with ease and it's comfortable in your hand. And you don't also want to use something too big, like a sledgehammer or something that would just overpower it, because you either bend the nail or you could damage the wood that you're driving.
A basic claw hammer may have a straight or bent claw. Hunter says it's mostly a matter of preference, but the straight claw comes in handy for carpentry framing. Some projects require specific hammers. Small tack hammers are meant for more delicate tasks, such as picture framing or upholstery. A ball peen hammer is used for metalworking. Sledgehammers come in different weights for blacksmithing and use around the farm. Brick hammers are designed for cutting blocks and chipping mortar. Whatever hammer you need for the job, Hunter says it's important that you buy one that's comfortable in your hand and easy to swing. The handle may be made of wood or forged metal with rubber molded over it.
That's made to reduce vibration and shock for guys that are hammering nails all day. For the average home hammer, a wood handle is fine. On the striking face, you want it to be fairly flat. You don't want a rounded tip because you're going to bend nails with it more often. A curved claw will work for most instances. And if you can find one that has a little V notch on one of the claws, that's an even better thing because that lets you get out nails that are maybe embedded a little bit.
Hunter says you can buy a professional quality claw hammer for about $20. Learn more about choosing the right hammer at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
It won't be long.
fade.